Good evening. Welcome to our Wednesday night service as we are continuing our journey through the book of Romans. As we saw 2 weeks ago, the Apostle Paul introduced himself as the servant that's been separated into the gospel of Jesus Christ, the apostle of the Gentiles. Then last week, how he mentioned that all the prophets had prophesied of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we did a little bit of a journey through the Old Testament and looked at all the scriptures, or as many as we could, that showed that the events in the life and the death of Jesus Christ were all given hundreds of years before, again proving the infallibility and supernaturalness of God's Word. So that brings us to where we finished last week. Here in verse 3, we'll start in Romans chapter 1 tonight, where it says, "Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name." So I'd like to take our title from verse 4, and we'll entitle the message, "Declared with Power." So let's go to the Lord. Lord, I pray now as we walk through this precious book that you would use it to teach us and to grow us, to convict, to meet needs, whatever it might be, Lord. We pray the Holy Spirit would use it now, that we would open our hearts to hear from you, and that you would be glorified, especially as we focus this evening on the declaration of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. So Paul here is saying in verse 4 that the Lord Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God, declared with power. And so the power of the Lord Jesus Christ was a declaration of his person, as was the Spirit of holiness, as was, as we see there, the resurrection. And so we're going to look at these things together this evening. But there in verse 4, he says he was declared to be the Son of God with power. Jesus Christ revealed himself, his person, through his power. Let's look at an example in John chapter 2 and verse 19. And see how God made it very clear that Jesus Christ came, yes, to die for our sins, but he also came to reveal himself, to reveal God to man. Notice John chapter 2 and verse 19. The Bible says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body." Jesus made it very clear. This is the very beginning of his ministry. He said, "If you destroy this temple, my body, I will raise it up myself after 3 days." Talking about the power that he had over death, the power of the resurrection. Let's look at another scripture on this, Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. "Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Again, the Lord Jesus Christ declared to be the Son of God, declared through power. And then Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, if you would. And we'll see how the Lord Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power. Revelation 1, 18. The Bible says, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death." Jesus Christ revealing his power, saying he has the keys of hell. He has the keys of death. No one else has those keys but God Almighty. So back to our passage in Romans 1, it says he was declared with power according to the Spirit of holiness. The Holy Spirit was also involved in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We've read scriptures where it says God raised him. We've read scriptures where Jesus said, I will raise myself. And we also read scriptures, if you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 11, where the Holy Spirit raised him. And so a person could say, well, who raised him? Yes, because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they are all God. Now notice Romans chapter 8 and verse 11, where it talks about the Holy Spirit's involvement in the resurrection. It says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So notice it says the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit was involved in the resurrection. Jesus Christ raised himself. The Father raised Jesus. So the Spirit of holiness was involved in declaring the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in his resurrection. The Comforter he's referred to, John chapter 14, verse 26. Turn over there if you would. Jesus prophesying of his coming down to indwell us and help us. Notice John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He's referred to here as the Spirit of holiness. Remember, his name is Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And it's very important that we understand that word holy. That is the number one attribute of God Almighty in the Old Testament. And therefore, it's not a minor point that his name is Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, because he is the third part of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. God made it very clear that his holiness was extremely important. In Leviticus, he said, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. That's quoted in 1 Peter chapter 1. Therefore, be holy as he which hath called you is holy. God wants us to live a holy life because he, in the person of the Holy Ghost, indwells us and he is holy. And he wants us to keep our temple holy. He reminds us that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So, the Lord Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power. The Spirit of holiness, the Holy Spirit was involved in raising him from the dead. But then the ultimate declaration of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ was the resurrection itself, which is the cornerstone, the foundation of our faith as Christians. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then Christianity isn't true. And Paul said this, if you go to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 12, Paul made it very clear that without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, everything else in Christianity pretty much falls apart. Notice 1 Corinthians 15 down in verse 12. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Verse 13, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Beautiful passage. But Paul's making it very clear that Christianity rises and falls on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his resurrection declared his power as God the Son. Go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. The Apostle Paul talked about this power and how one of his desires as one of God's children, which should also be one of our desires, is that we can have some of that power to serve the Lord ourselves. Notice Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The same power that raised Jesus up from the dead indwells us in the person of the Holy Ghost. That's how we know that when we claim, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's how we know it's true, because the one that raised Christ is the one that indwells us and gives us that same power. Remember in Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the Holy Ghost has come upon us to give us power. Go to 1 Peter 1:3 now, if you would. And we see now that this power that raised Jesus from the dead is now made available to you and me through the person of the Holy Ghost who indwells us. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope. Look at this last phrase. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Again, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ didn't rise, it all crumbles. But his resurrection was the ultimate declaration of his power over death, his power to give life. Remember, he all through the Bible, he talks about how he came to give us the gift of eternal life. And so he is declared to be the Son of God with power, the Spirit of holiness was involved. It says, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection. So the resurrection is the ultimate declaration of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5 of our passage, Romans chapter 1. He says, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations. Now we'll see this more later in the chapter, but again we're reminded that it's God's will that this declaration, which we refer to as the gospel, be shared among all nations. That we tell as many as we can, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ conquered death. And because he did, he offers us life if we will but repent and accept him. Go to Romans 16, the last chapter of Romans, and down in verse 26, look what he says. But now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Before Jesus went back to heaven, what did he say to the disciples and thereby to us? He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach them what? Teach them the gospel. Teach them that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, which declared his power. So as we see in this beautiful passage, Paul here is setting up this introduction to this great book of Romans, mostly about salvation. And he says Jesus Christ was declared to be who he is by his power, by the Spirit of holiness, and ultimately by the resurrection from the dead. And as Paul said, because he rose from the dead, what do we have? We have the promise of eternal life. He that hath the Son, 1 John 5:12, hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Jesus said in John 6:47, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. And so what a beautiful truth here. And Paul continued to introduce the book of Romans, that Jesus Christ, the one that the book of Romans is all about, was declared to be the Son of God with power by the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. And he wants that great message to be distributed among all nations. And that's how it's worked for 2,000 years. Jesus Christ declared to be the Son of God with power. Let's pray.